Church Conference Call Worship Service for Sunday, April the 19th, 2020. Cindy, you may now begin.
Good morning, everyone. If this is your first time calling in, it's wonderful to have you worshiping here this morning. If you've called in before, welcome back. And I'm so glad we can all be together. This is our sixth Conference Call Worship Service. And I hear people are enjoying putting on the speakerphone, relaxing in comfortable chairs with their feet up, sipping on a beverage and nibbling on a snack. It all sounds divine. It could be the future setup for our sanctuaries. We had 95 callers for Easter Sunday. It was a wonderful service of word, prayers, music, and a few jokes. I heard some people had ham and others turkey or roast beef or salmon. It all sounded very delicious. Several people had viral family gatherings over the internet. I hope that you were able to connect in some way with family, friends, and church members over the week and had a blessed Easter. It is so important that we keep in touch with each other. So please do feel free to call or email me anytime. I enjoy chatting and hearing how you are doing. We are ever so grateful to all of you who have been financially supporting the ongoing ministry of the church through mailing in your offering through PAR or Canada Help. Especially during these unprecedented times, it means so much that you value the ministry of the church. Thank you to all who have and will donate over the coming weeks and months. But please remember not to mail cash, and donations to Doctors Without Borders are to be made out to the BUC. I am thankful for everyone participating in our service today, and thanks to Karen Quinton, our music director, to our soloists, Laura Mazar and Penny Tibbles Cookson, and we will look forward to Penny singing a solo later in the service. So thank you for your gifts of music. And thanks to our scripture reader, Carol McLean, our chair of council, who's been working hard behind the scenes for the past month to make sure the church administration is running smoothly. And thank you to Brian Kai, our conference call host, who keeps us all moving along in our communications. Please feel free, as always, to call or email or text Brian or Kaz or I and let us know how the service was and if you had any trouble hearing or connecting to the service. So if you have an order of service, I invite you to follow along. You can read the prayers or sing the hymns as you are muted. Feel free to make a joyful noise. Karen will play an introduction to the hymns, and the soloist will sing the verses. So let us take a moment now to open our hearts to worship and to praise God. As the disciples huddled behind locked doors, Jesus came to them saying, "Peace be with you." The disciples were filled with great joy when they saw the risen Christ alive with them. Jesus invites us to bring our doubts, our fears, our questions, and our uncertainty as we live each day. But in return, he asks us to be ready to receive renewed hope and trust in the power of the risen one, so we can live as God's resurrected people. Let us proclaim our faith as we worship and celebrate this good news in the risen Christ. So let us unite our hearts in prayer. Let us pray. God of Easter life, we feel the stirrings of hope and peace in our hearts bursting forth. We give thanks that we can bring our doubts to worship, just as Thomas approached the risen Christ with his doubts. You accept us as we are, mixtures of doubt and faith. Renew our lives with your love and joy this day. Amen. Lauren will now lead us in singing the Day of Resurrection. you, Lauren. Let us join together in our prayer for grace. Let us pray. Transforming God, sometimes we doubt that new life is possible when we have setbacks. We quickly crawl back into old cocoons, old habits, and old routines that take away our zest for living. Against all odds, the discouraged followers of Jesus felt him to be present as a result. They came out of hiding. Help us when we get discouraged to renew our faith, our energy, and our strength. May we be open to the risen Christ walking with us on life's journey. Amen. In Christ, all walls are broken down. With God, all things are possible. New life begins again. We are an Easter people. Thanks be to God. Carol will now read our gospel lesson, followed by Penny singing, Mary, Did You Know?
The gospel lesson this morning is from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Jesus appears to the disciples and to Thomas. It was late that Saturday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. Peace be with you, he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. And he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, also called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord, Thomas said to them. Unless I see the scars of the nails in his hands and put my finger on those scars and my hand in his side, I will not believe. A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and look at my hands. Then reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me? In his disciples' presence, Jesus performed many other miracles, which are not written down in this book. But these have been written in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and through your faith in him, you may have life. May God's blessing be added to this reading.
Brian, I think you should mute everybody again, and Penny can unmute because we're getting an echo from people's radios or phones.
Okay, I'll mute all right now. All the speakers will have to unmute when we're ready.
The conference has been muted.
Okay, I've muted all, so all the speakers will have to unmute when their time comes.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the hand of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Thank you, Penny. That's one of my favorites. It's done, you did it so beautifully, so thanks for sharing that with us. Here are some true or false questions for you to ponder. Do you think you can tell if a pig is sick if it stops curling its tail? That is true. Do you think scientists discovered how to make bananas grow straight in the 1960s? That is true. But people would not buy them, so they did not pursue the idea. True or false? Coca-Cola was originally green. That is true. True or false, you can boil water in a paper bag over an open fire. That too is true. True or false, a giraffe cleans its ears with its tongue. That, amazingly, is true. True or false, the king of hearts in a deck of cards is the only king without a mustache. It is true. You can have a look. True or false, eating honey can sustain life. It's true. Honey contains enzymes and minerals and water and vitamins. True or false, Japan uses sunflowers to clear up radiation. That is true. When the tsunami hit Fukushima area in Japan in 2011, the radioactive fallout from the nearby nuclear power plant contaminated the land and the water for 30 miles in every direction. To help rehabilitate the land, Buddhist monks began passing out seeds for sunflowers and other plants known to soak up radioactive particles. More than 8 million sunflowers were planted within the first 6 months after the disaster. And if you tried a new variety of apples every day, it would take you more than 20 years to try them all. That is true, because there are 7,500 varieties of apples in the world. We are sometimes asked to believe some amazing things. We often want some legal or scientific verification that something is true. This was how Thomas felt when he returned from being out on the streets of Jerusalem to find that Jesus had appeared to the other disciples. All of the other disciples were hiding behind locked doors, afraid to go outside for fear of being arrested or perhaps even crucified by the Roman authorities.
It really was not too much for Thomas to ask for some proof that Jesus truly was alive. Thomas, as we know, has been labeled the doubter. Many theologians have argued this is an unfair character reference because we know Thomas was an extremely faithful disciple of Jesus. In John chapter 11, Jesus turned his face towards Jerusalem. The disciples thought it would be a certain death for them to go. And yet it was Thomas who said to the disciples, "Then we must go so that we may die with him." This was a statement of courage and strength and loyalty and trust. Thomas is also credited with bringing Christian faith to India. Legend says Thomas was crucified for his faith, and yet we still remember Thomas as doubting Thomas, a non-believer, until he could see and touch Jesus for himself. When Jesus finally appears to Thomas, Jesus says, "Stop, apistios, apistios," which translated means, "Stop being an unbeliever and start believing." The reality is that Thomas responds to Jesus with incredible faith. As readers of this story, we have failed to acknowledge that in this story of Thomas's doubt, we see the one place in all the Gospels where the divinity of Christ is bluntly and unequivocally stated. It's interesting to note that the story that gives Thomas his infamous nickname is the same story that has Thomas making an earth-shattering confession of faith. Thomas declares, "My Lord and my God." Not teacher, not Messiah, but God. It is the only place where Jesus is called God without qualification of any kind. It is uttered with conviction, as Thomas was simply recognizing a fact, like the sun is in the sky. Thomas is saying, "You are my Lord and my God." Would you agree? These are not the words of a doubter. Ultimately, Thomas was a faithful follower and disciple of Jesus, but he wanted the same gift of experiencing the risen Christ like the disciples had before him. I believe we all want the same opportunity in our lives. We too want to experience the risen Christ. We know an amazing thing happened that first Easter morning. The disciples went from hiding behind locked doors, thinking they were next to die, to walking in the streets, traveling from town to town, spreading the word that Jesus is risen. This is the good news. When we have faith in Jesus and the resurrection of new life, amazing things can happen. Australian doctor Barry Marshall was an internist who saw many of his patients suffer with and even die with peptic ulcers. In some cases, the patients had their stomachs removed completely. In others, the peptic ulcer turned into stomach cancer. The medical establishment in Australia believed, as did doctors in Canada and around the world, that ulcers were caused primarily by stress, and so their best treatments involved antacids and stress relief techniques. But Marshall and his colleague, Dr. Robin Warren, had done research that led them to believe that ulcers were caused by a common and easily treated stomach bacteria called H. pylori. They wrote papers on their research, but the first few medical journals they approached refused to publish them. When they finally did get published, no major medical institutions paid attention. They couldn't get foundations to fund their research, and pharmaceutical companies actively opposed their research because these companies were making huge profits from their antacid sales. Dr. Sisters Marshall and Warren were successfully healing patients with ulcers with antibiotics and saving these patients from a lifetime of pain or even early death. But they couldn't get widespread acceptance for their methods until Dr. Marshall decided to take a drastic action. He made up an H. pylori cocktail and drank it himself. Within days, he was in horrible pain. He developed a peptic ulcer soon afterwards. Then he treated himself with a course of antibiotics and completely healed his ulcer. As a result, medical journals around the world began publishing their research. Dr. Marshall and Dr. Warren were awarded the 2005 Nobel Peace Prize for Medicine. And today, peptic ulcers are easily treated and stomach cancer is rare in the Western world, all because one doctor decided to make himself sick to offer the world a cure. We are called to have faith that God is with us to support us, especially in difficult times. This week on April 22nd is the 50th anniversary of the start of Earth Day. And although we are going through unprecedented times with the coronavirus, one positive aspect is that the environment has experienced some healing because so much industry and travel emissions have been drastically decreased. Pollution and greenhouse gas emissions have fallen around the world. Pollution in New York has been reduced by 50% and in China by 25%. Nitrogen dioxide in Italy and Spain and the UK are fading away. And the sky above Beirut and Lebanon, known for high pollution, is clear. The question arises when the pandemic subsides, will carbon and pollutant emissions continue or return to the same levels as before the pandemic started? Will we, as a world, have learned anything about how to treat and care for the earth and ourselves? For the first time in Canada, Doctors Without Borders will help people in Canada by setting up a COVID-19 recovery site in Toronto, a 400-bed social support project aimed at treating the city's homeless people who have coronavirus. At present, there are 30 cases in 7 homeless shelters. Doctors Without Borders will consult, support, and advise the City of Toronto in this crisis of the 8,000 homeless in Toronto. We are all on a journey called life. There will be times of doubt and fear, sadness and pain, uncertainty and endings. But at the same time, we will experience joys and hopes, peace and love and faith, and new beginnings. The good news is that God is right there with us to support, care, and nurture, and celebrate with us with all of life's ups and downs. May we all have the faith and trust in God's resurrection presence to guide us through whatever life has in store for us. We are not alone. We are a people of faith. God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Penny will now lead us in singing I Danced in the Morning.
From heaven, and I died.
time of prayer. Let us pray. Resurrection God, we worship you as the one for whom nothing is impossible. We know that you come to us in many forms, at different times and places. Help us to unlock the doors and barriers we place around us and enable us to open ourselves up to your presence and unconditional love. Enlighten us to be like Thomas, so our doubts can be transformed into certainties and our fears melted into faith. Enter into our hearts and minds and help us tune into the reality of your living spirit in new and fresh ways. Comfort us in our doubting and strengthen us in our believing. Support us in our quest for truth and knowledge that will deepen our ever-expanding awareness of you. As we acknowledge the 50th anniversary of Earth Day this week, we know the importance of caring for the environment and all of creation. We as a world have done incredible damage, and the world must be diligent in meeting emission targets to try and stop the progression. We are grateful to all who have fought to make the world aware of this crisis. It is such an important issue for the future and health of us all. We are called to respond as we are able to the demand and to demand our leaders to take action to care for the earth and all creation before it is too late. Compassionate God, our world needs you more than ever as we are living each day through this devastating pandemic. Our lives have been forever changed. So many hearts have been broken with the passing of loved ones. Hearts have been torn apart by the treatment of loved ones in some long-term homes. People are devastated by their economic situation, and others are feeling the effects of being isolated and are in need of caring support. Loving God, we pray for all who are receiving treatments for illnesses, those who are ill from this coronavirus, and those who are lonely, those who are depressed. In all situations, God, we're thankful you are surrounding and holding all who are in need of your care and love. We shout our gratitude to the thousands of doctors, nurses, health professionals, and first responders as they care for the thousands who are ill. We are so thankful for the medical researchers working diligently to develop a vaccine or treatments. We pray there will soon be a lessening or an end to this pandemic. We are overwhelmed by all who are willing to provide us with the essential services, from the truck drivers to grocery clerks. For all these individuals, we offer our heartfelt gratitude. We pray for your strength to do our part to keep ourselves and others safe as we continue to physically distance ourselves. We hold in our hearts the millions of people who have lost their jobs or closed their businesses and are fearful about the future. And we give thanks to the federal and provincial governments for all they are doing to help those who are suffering from the economic fallout. And at the same time, we do celebrate with people celebrating births and birthdays, anniversaries, and also we celebrate the coming of spring. So now, O God, we hold in our hearts and lift up to you those in our circle of family and friends who are in need of your blessing. So hear now, O God, our silent prayers. God, we thank you for the stability of your love and care that you place in our lives. Continue to be our spirit of hope and be the light that can never be extinguished. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who gave us the Lord's Prayer to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lauren will now lead us in singing, Thine is the Glory.
concludes the Bayview United Church conference call worship service for Sunday, April 19th, 2020. You may now hang up your telephone.